And we return to the battle over emergency contraception, the so-called morning after pill. It's been more than a decade since the pill was first approved by the FDA, but legal and political controversy has swirled ever since. In 2011, the FDA decided the drug should be available to all girls and women without prescription. In an unprecedented action, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius quickly overruled the agency, keeping the age limit at 17 and older. Last month, a federal judge ordered that restriction lifted in a strong rebuke to the administration. And then on Tuesday, the FDA set a new age limit, 15 and older, for the most popular version of the pill known as Plan B One Step. And last night, the Department of Justice said it will fight the federal judge's broader decision that the drug should be available to all girls and women. Julie Rovner of NPR is here to help sort it all out. And I hope you will, because it's complicated. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First, the latest decision from the Department of Justice appealing the ruling by the judge. Why? What are they saying?
Well, this is more of a process appeal, not so much a substance appeal. They're saying the judge overstepped his abilities, that this has more to do with the way the FDA does its approval of drugs, and that the judge really didn't have the authority to order all drugs, that this was really simply about this one drug, the Plan B One Step, mm-hmm. and he was not able to do what it is that he's trying to do, which is order all emergency contraceptives to be made available over the counter to women of all ages.
And not only did he do that, but he did that in a very forceful way.
Yes, he did.
Very put down against the administration.
He did indeed. And, you know, this has been going on since 2005. This judge has had this case before through two administrations now. And he said he had strongly rebuked the Bush administration before and the Obama administration now for really sitting on this issue.
Okay, now, in the meantime, this week also, the FDA comes out with yet a new plan.
That's
sort of compromise, or what are they doing?
You know, they said that this had nothing to do with the judge's order, but it's really hard to square that with the fact that they had been sitting on this drug application from the pharmaceutical company, Teva Pharmaceutical, since 2011. And yet it comes 4 days before the deadline to act. And it did, as you mentioned, reduce the age for people who do have to have a prescription to 14, basically, so women 15 and up could get it without a prescription. Something very important, though, that would change also under what the FDA did before, because there was this split ruling where some people had to have a prescription and some didn't. You had to get the product from behind the pharmacy counter. You had to go and ask someone at the pharmacy, either the pharmacist or a pharmacy clerk, for it, which meant you could only get it when the pharmacy was open. You had to show ID. Now they're saying that it can be sold on the shelves of retail stores that have pharmacies. So you won't be able to get it at a convenience store, but you'll be able to get it at a Target or a Walmart or a grocery store that has a pharmacy. So that will make it more available, but still you'll have to show ID to a cashier. There'll be literally a chip embedded that when you go to ring it up, it will tell the cashier ID must be shown and you must be 15 or older.
Now, as we heard in Judy's segment, the president is in Mexico. He's speaking right now at a press conference, and so I'm just seeing that he was asked about this, and he said, I'm comfortable with the FDA decision allowing girls 15 and up to buy the pill. Now, that's an interesting question because it's not quite clear. The FDA is over here. The Department of Justice is over here. The administration is over here.
Well, that's not really a surprise because, mm-hmm. remember, when the FDA wanted to take off all the age restrictions, they were overruled by Secretary Sebelius, who said she was uncomfortable with taking off the age restrictions because of very young teenagers. And by very young, she said there wasn't enough information on perhaps, you know, the 13 and 14-year-olds. She was immediately backed up by the president, who, remember, has two young teenagers of his own.
Yeah.
And I think there was concern about those very young teens. So I'm not surprised that both the president and presumably Secretary Sebelius, who we haven't heard from, would be comfortable with 15 and up. Now, the concern that women's health groups have about this is that these 15 and 16-year-olds, who this has now been extended to, a lot of them won't have ID. Remember, they're mostly too young to drive.
Mm-hmm.
They said they can, you know, present a passport or a birth certificate. It's unlikely that that's something that they'll be walking around with either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we said, this has been politically fought for a long time. So where does that leave the politics right now? Who is happy and who's not happy? Is anybody happy?
I don't think anybody's happy. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the people who really didn't want this to be made more available, some of the more conservative Christian groups, don't like it at all. The women's health groups want all of the restrictions removed. The administration sort of wants no part of this. And remember, you've now got the Justice Department representing the FDA. Well, we know that the FDA's position was to remove all restrictions. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to know who wants what right now.
And what does happen next?
Well, they go before the judge. The mm-hmm. judge has just given a few extra days to argue about whether or not they'll get a stay in this order. Remember, the judge has ordered the FDA to remove all restrictions originally by next Monday. So now they're going to argue about whether or not the judge is going to stay this order while this is being appealed.
And let me just ask you briefly, do we know, in the meantime, the use of the morning after pill? Do we know? Is it growing? Is it stabilized?
There has been some more use, but again, there have been these barriers that, as I mentioned, not just for younger women, but for older women who have had trouble getting it because it's been kept behind the pharmacy counter, and there have been difficulties with it.
All right, Julie Rovner of NPR. Thanks so much.
Thank you.